I already know. I already know y'all finna kill me. I'm sorry. Like, what do you want from me? I'm here. It is. You got a new episode. Hello, saddies. Hi. What do you want me to say? There's nothing that I can say right now to change the fact that I have not put out a new episode in 2 weeks. I have had so much shit going on. So maybe once I get into that, it'll be a little bit like, okay, yeah, she is a human. She does have a life. So many niggas is mad at me right now. And they can stay mad. I'm just playing. I don't like when people are mad at me. But like I said, people are always mad at me. So I'm really good at making it seem like I'm like not worried about it. That's because, hey, at some point, you know, you gotta ride through. And you gotta like people. I mean, people gonna be mad regardless. And just so fucking much has been going on. Let me start by saying I am a full-blown crystal bitch now. I have so many crystals. I meditate with them. I wear them around my neck. They definitely help in times when people are trying me. I felt like this lady was trying me at work yesterday, and I really just didn't let her because I like, what the fuck, bitch? Like, and I have said this plenty of times. Let me just put another PSA out there for anybody who's like confused. When you're rude to a server, to like us in the restaurant industry, no one, like, you're not ruining our day. You're not the first person to be mean to us, and you definitely won't be the last. So I just want you to know that everyone in the restaurant is gonna think you're an asshole, because you're, like I said, you're not ruining my day. I don't give a fuck. It's not that big of a deal. Like, I care, obviously. I want my guests are having a good time. I ain't having a good time because I ain't getting tipped. But I, like, just to be nasty for no reason. This lady came in my job yesterday, and we had two ladies with, like, this, like, similar last names. And one lady finessed us and got, like, free food. The other lady, when she came to pick up her food and it wasn't ready, she was like, you guys owe me some compensation. And I was like, okay, there's nothing, like, I'm not a manager. Like, I can't give you any type of compensation. So I, like, was trying to get her food corrected, and I was telling the person, the expo, like, the person who fucking corrects her food, I'm like, look, like, can you guys, like, fix her food? Like, you know, trying to get that situated. At the same time, this lady is yelling at me. She's like, you guys owe me some compensation. She's like, why didn't you go get the manager when I said that? I'm like, because I'm trying to get your food fixed, bitch. What do you want from me? I can't be everywhere at once. And I'm not scared. Like, you're not the first person whose food has been messed up. I'm not scared to go get a manager sheet. They gonna comp that shit for you. I don't give a fuck. It's not my money getting lost. Not to say that I'm willingly fucking up people's food, but it's just, I'm a person. I make mistakes. That fucking happens. And it wasn't just me. It was like three other people working back there with me. So it's like, it was very hectic. It was very hectic morning. She did not believe that there were two people with the same name. She was very like, just unremorseful, like, bitch, clock in since you so perfect. Clock in, show us how it's done since you got it. I'm gonna take a sip of my water, y'all. If y'all hear me drinking, drink you some water too, shit. Wet. So yeah. That happened yesterday, but I had my crystal on, and I was very much not letting this lady's energy bother me. I was not even really, like, addressing her, because it's just like, lady, like, my mouth is toxic. I will go off on you and then lose my job and then follow, like, look you up on Facebook and follow you to your house, beat your ass. But I'm not. I'm gonna take a deep breath, because at the end of the day, guess what? It's not that serious on my part either. How long is this first segment? Anyways, like I said, I am sorry, and I'm not trying to make this seem so nonchalant. I have been looking at my analytics, and I am very glad for the listeners that I have. Thank you guys. You know, I appreciate people actually caring what I have to say, or not even caring, but coming back and looking and listening. that makes me so happy because I really feel like, you know, I started this podcast when I was in a very dark place. As I have said multiple times, and I have told y'all, if y'all are telling people to listen to this podcast, please tell them to skip the first episode. You know, and some days I still get sad, not as sad as I was that day, but I just, sometimes I either like am too sad to get out of bed, or it's just too much going on to record an episode. And that's kind of what it's been these last 2 weeks. So after this brief intermission, come on, say it with me, intermission, I will tell y'all about all the shit that's been happening to me, all the fucking drama. I got bitches mad at me right now. My parents, one of them, because I'll tell you about that when I get back. But okay, give me a second, let me get my mind together. Okay, ayo, the person who sent you this wants you to know you need to get the game back together. Copy, no write. Fax, no printer. Blue, no cheese. Arrest, no warrant. I don't... Oh my God, that video is so fucking funny. I feel bad, like... I feel bad because that girl's really making like a big deal about it now. Like, and it's obviously nobody wants to be the butt of a joke, and I'm not gonna sit here and encourage like bullying, but like, come on, like, everybody's been picked on in their life, and it's not fun to be the butt of a joke. But that was the cringiest video I've ever seen in my entire life. Like, I feel like I thought I was on the wrong side of TikTok when I first saw that video. I said, why the fuck is this on my For You page? And then when it showed the guy like mimicking them, I was like, okay, that's why it's on my For You page. This is fucking funny. But I don't know, they're making a big deal about that. She's trying to say that guy was body shaming her because he said tree, no branch. Girl, like, I understand you're upset that people are making fun of you, but that, like, he definitely was not body shaming you. He definitely wasn't calling you a tree. Like, that's so fucking, like, so fucking much. Like, it's not, it's not that big of a deal. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I just feel like that was the cringiest video ever. He was like, I know, they've been arguing back and forth. That's all pretty much just on my For You page. Like, even like so many celebrities have made fun of that video. And it's not like anybody was making, like, people were literally just making fun of her voice. That's it. Because it sounded weird. It's creepy. Like, that wasn't, and she's like, my videos are supposed to be inspiring. What was you inspiring people to do? Turn that shit off? It was scary. Facts, no printer. Oil, no olive. I'm sorry. I feel bad. I hope she doesn't listen to this. She's gonna listen to this shit and be like, why the fuck are people telling me to listen to this fucking weird podcast? But yeah, she's mad. She had that boy's account banned. And I'm like, it's not even like he, whatever. Like, people reenact people's videos all the time on TikTok. I don't understand why it was that big of a deal when one person did it. I think it's because everybody started doing it and her feelings are hurt. And that's fine. Like, she has every right to have hurt feelings. She really does. Nobody wants to be the butt of a joke. So I definitely feel bad. And I know if it was me in that situation, I would feel bad too. But it's just like, come on, man. You're out here making this cringy ass content. What do you think? It's so hard, bro. And I'm not like, I'm not perfect. I'm sure some people might listen to my podcast and be like, fuck, like, damn, this bitch is annoying. She got ADHD. She don't pay attention. None of that. But anyway, I don't know. I don't want to get too deep into that. I don't want to make anybody feel worse than they already feel. So, you know, hopefully that'll die down. Like, it's like 15 minutes of fame, girl. Like, you'll, next week, no one will be talking about you. It'll be somebody else. So, anyways, back to me, the ultimate sad bitch, the happiest sad bitch you'll ever meet. Honestly, that's what I like to describe this podcast. I really do need to like rechange or re-record my fucking trailer, because it literally is like, I made it on the same day I made the first podcast, so it also is like me crying too. But it literally, like, it's the happiest sad podcast you'll ever listen to. Like, I wouldn't say, like, I know, I hope that when people, listen to this, they aren't very sad anymore, or they're just like, okay, well, you know, like, damn, that was not what I was expecting. And that's the reaction I'm trying to get from here. What I'll probably do is at some point start an Instagram, and I do need to start an Ask FM in case people do want to ask me questions. I'll probably do that in the same day. I will try to make that a Monday task. How about that? No promises, because I have so much shit that I'm dealing with. So let me dabble into that. Over the last 2 weeks, there was an anniversary of my birth. So I had a birthday. Someone hit my car. I went out of town. I got hit and run. And that's fine. Like, whatever. I'm getting it fixed. My car is going in the shop on Monday, but I don't know if I will have time. That's why I said I'm going to try to do that Monday, set up an Instagram and stuff, but I don't know if I'll have time. But I do want you guys to be able to follow me on Instagram, or my Instagram alias, because I really don't want people in my personal life. I want the, like, aspect of being heard without seen. But I definitely, don't want people, like, trying to find me or trying to, like, get in my face about stuff. Like, I don't care about y'all's, like, I care about y'all's opinion. I'm glad y'all listen to me, but also, like, fuck off if you don't like what I have to say. That's what you can do. You can unlock your iPhone 11, your iPhone XR, you can go to Spotify or whatever you're listening to this on and press pause, and you can back out of the app. You don't ever have to listen to anything I say again. That's how it should be. Like, you don't have to. Please don't entertain me if you don't like me. That's fine. But I'm fighting with a couple of my friends. I'm not fighting with them. They really just are upset. And bitches can be upset. Like, for real. Like, I mean... So we we went out of town for my birthday. First of all, let's fish a pole really, and let's start from the first thing. First reason why I haven't been able to record: somebody hit my fucking car, y'all. I got hit and ran. I parked. We went to this restaurant to celebrate one of my coworkers at the restaurant that I work at. We went to a different restaurant, ate dinner. Had some drinks to say goodbye to one of my coworkers who is leaving us. She's moving out of the state. She's moving to another state, and she has a new job. She's just, and I love that for her. Like, literally, like, go live your best life. Get out the hood. Get out the restaurant industry. That's what I'm trying to do. Honestly, like, once I leave the restaurant I'm working at, I don't ever want to work at a restaurant again. I don't ever want to work in the service industry. I don't want to work in retail. It's not fun. It's really not. But we went to this restaurant to celebrate her leaving, and I parked in the parking lot across the street at this other restaurant that I go to all the time, assuming that my car was fine. And someone hit the back of my car. They hit the driver's side left bumper. Someone had to get my bumper replaced. My dad was like, do you have any money? Nope. Sure don't. And don't. Because if it's up to me, the shit will look like that. I'm not paying to get it fixed. But yeah. So there's that. But basically, I left my car in that parking lot, and we had a good night of drinks. I had a fun night. It was a little bit of drama that night, honey bun. Not gonna put everybody's business out there, because it's really not worth bringing up at this point. And I don't want them to listen to it and be like, oh my god, you're telling my stories for clout for on your podcast. Hey, anything that I'm also involved in, I'm allowed to mention, I feel like. Also, that's a good lesson for life. Anytime somebody, anywhere your name is involved, you're allowed to address. So if anybody's talking about you, your name's in any situation, you're allowed to address it. And that's on what? That's on prrr. Facts, no printer. But I left my car in that parking lot assuming it was safe. I came back to that and somebody hit my shit. Somebody left a good old dent. But thank you, person. They didn't leave a note. I honestly can't say I blame them. Just, you know. I'm not like on this manhunt to find them. Their car is also fucked up to, though, because their light was on the ground. Like, the red part of their light was on the ground. Just, yeah, like, I don't know. So, it is what it is, but, you know, shout out to whoever hit my car, for real. Thank you. Hope you're having a good day. So, yeah, that happened. And then I had to drive that car 8 hours to our vacation location for my birthday a couple days later. This probably happened It happened the same week I was going out of town for my birthday. Yeah, I call my dad and he's like, so... He's like sitting there like waiting on me to say something. I'm like, I don't know how to car. You work at a place that sells cars. You work at two places that sell cars. You need to steer. You need to tell me what to do. You need to tell me, like, I can't. You need to parent right now, dude. I don't know what to do. So he's just like so over it. And he's like, well, I just have to say something because you were coming back late and you were out drinking with your... Somebody hit my fucking car while it was parked, stupid. What the fuck was I supposed to do? I did everything on my part correct, okay? Call the police, put in a police report, whatever, but what was I supposed to do? Make them unhit my car? I also work at a restaurant. I work at... It's like, my car could have been fucking hit in the parking lot of the restaurant I work at. Like, it's not like... You know, I feel like that was something that was supposed to happen. The universe knew it was going to happen. And luckily, the accident wasn't worse. Like, I wasn't in the car when it happened. I just came back to my shit and it was fucked up. So, we're counting our blessings with that one. My birthday, we went out of town. But anyways, that's fine. It's getting fixed on Monday. Let me finish one story before I go to another. I really do have ADHD, y'all. I apologize. So anyways, car's fucked up. It's getting fixed on Monday. And I'll be whipping a renny until it gets fixed. What the fuck was I gonna say? Anyways, but that happened. And then we went out of town for my birthday. We drove 8 hours to another state. Yeah, I'm not gonna tell y'all any of where I went, because it was a beautiful, beautiful place. There were beaches. We went and stayed at my friend's dad's house. He was super nice. He put up me and my friend and then four of my other friends, Catwoman, Cherry, and then two of my other friends who haven't been introduced to this podcast yet, or haven't graced this podcast with their beautiful energy yet. And we went to their house. They had a pool. Like I never want to swim in a public pool again after going to a private pool. Like, it was so nice. There were no bugs in it. There were, like, it was a heated pool. It was a jacuzzi. It was so much fun. I had fun the entire trip. They had bought us towels. They had these, like, little keepsake things when we came in. Just so much hospitality, so much kindness. We did have a little bit of drama, though. I know I can't say that without getting into it, but, long story short, we partook in, inhaling some oregano without one of our friends, and she did not respond well to that. But the whole fucking trip, I don't even understand why. I definitely feel like that was like just a reaction of something deeper that's going on that me and my other friend don't know about, because it really wasn't that big of a deal. Like, or it wasn't that big of a deal to me, like, but she was like, you guys are thinking that I'm gonna overreact. I literally tried to talk to her like 4 times, and every single time she was really mean. She was like, just leave me alone. And I was like, this grown woman, like, my friends had never met her before. My other friends who I told you hadn't graced this podcast had never met her before. And they were like, we don't want to be around her anymore because of how she acted on that beach. Like, literally, like, this was, I don't even understand, y'all. But we're moving past that. I don't want her to feel bad, but it was a lot. And I'm very drained from dealing with people's, just drama. Like, it's just not even that. That happened a couple days ago, so that's done. But then I had some drama last night with one of my friends. She doesn't get along with one of my best friends because she stayed in her ex-boyfriend. And, you know, I love my, so this is how I'm in this little triangle. My best friend and her boyfriend were together for a really long time, and they ended things. And, like, I'm still friends with both of them from the couple, but now he's dating this new girl that we work with. And, like, my best friend, like, can't, like, she doesn't like to see them together, and that's fine. Like, I wouldn't want to see that either. But she basically, we were out eating dinner last night, and they were like, can we come? And I'm like, no, she's here. Like, I don't want there to be any drama. I don't want her to be uncomfortable, because it's really not that kind of scene. Also, mind you, I went and stopped at the restaurant that they were at because my friend was having a tough time. I went to go see her, like, just to make sure she was okay. I went and stopped there to see her, just to see if she was okay. And she was like, why can't we come with you to the place that I was about to go to? And I'm like, what? Like, that's not what was going on here. Like, I'm not, you know, I was just stopping by to check on you. Like, and she was like, we want to hang out with you for your birthday. First of all, my birthday has passed. Second of all, if this is really about me, like you say it is, why can't you wait for, you just saw me 2 seconds ago. Why did you need to come say, hey, you can't wait for me to finish eating and then I can come? Because they live down, the ex-boyfriend and also current boyfriend, the new friend, they live down the street from the places that I went and, like, saw them at, and then went to go eat. I went to a separate place to go eat. So I was like, why couldn't I just, like, finish eating and then come to see you? Like, why does it have to be, like, an ordeal? Like, you know, she's gonna be uncomfortable if she sees y'all together. And that's fine, but, like, I don't like being put in the middle of that type of drama. Like, I'm very, like, can't wait for my life to start so I can move away, and then all these people can deal with their problems on their own. But yeah, so now me and that friend are in a fight because she called me, hung up in my face, and then texted me and said, fuck you, bro. And I said, okay. All right. But, all right, if that's how you feel. And, like, obviously I'm not going to let this, like, ruin our friendship. I feel like she was just either very intoxicated and upset, but not explaining her point properly. So we'll obviously talk about it and move forward, but I didn't want to be, that's just drama I didn't want to deal with last night. But now, the drama is back on me, and I have to, deal with that and deal with her feelings, and I feel bad. But, so yeah, if you guys are wondering why I haven't been recording, that's why. Someone hit my car, I had a birthday, and I have all these unnecessary conflicts. So I had one of those TikTok tarot card readers pull a card for me, and basically someone from my past is about to come back into my life. Oof. I think I know who it is. I've asked my spirit guides who it is. I don't know if they plan with me. I don't know if they, you know, are faking the kid out, but I feel like I know who it is. And boy, let me tell you, if it is who I think it is, we gonna have, y'all have a couple interesting stories, because me and this guy fight a lot. I don't know why we fight so much, but he don't leave me alone. He still be crawling back after the little girl he really loved, like, breaks up with him. Like, I don't like him like that. So part of me doesn't mind that he only comes to me, you know, when he needs some, you know what, and, or he needs just some, a bitch to lay under, because I don't like him like that. We don't have pretty much anything in common. Like, we don't vibe well. He gets on my nerves. We don't have any, we don't share. Damn, they're gonna be like, why is he talking to, like, why is he talking to this man? We don't share none of the same dreams. And there's this one girl that he likes, like, he loves her so much. Like, this man played me out for her, for real. I'll tell y'all about that in another podcast. Maybe that'll probably be, like the next episode. But he really, like, played me out for her. And that's fine, but I know he loves her. So, I know when he's done with me, he can run on back. Because, that's what he gonna do anyways. And then maybe by the time they're on and off every, like, 6 or 8 months. So, maybe by the time, he's done with her, the next time I'll be moved out of the state, so he won't be able to run back. We met 4 years ago. We didn't hook up until last year, so I knew him for 3 years, and then I had sex with him. So, but I don't know. Like I said, he makes a good lay. I don't care about none of his goals and shit in life. Like, he's definitely not my person. But if he's about to pop back up, I would like to know that. I know that's not very, like, self-care-like, but it, in a way, I kind of had the upper hand because I already know not to get my feelings attached, and I know what this is. This ain't my first rodeo with him. So, when he don't meet, he can run on back to homegirl. I don't need nothing keeping me in the state I'm in. I don't need no relationship, nobody. Oh my God, you moving? Can I come with you? No, you cannot. You cannot move with me. You can go live your life separate from me. But yeah, so that's where we are in life. That was a whole lot to unpack. It was probably a little confusing. To any of my friends who listen to this and you are involved in one of those fights with me, yeah, I love you, but chill the fuck out. You know my nerves. Not that I don't love them. I just, like, it's just like my friend who got upset on the beach. It's just that happens sometimes. We all get in those little moods, and I still very, very, very much love her, but it was not a good look on her part. And I definitely still don't think that she thinks she did anything wrong in that situation, but, and I'm not mad at her for being upset. I'm mad at how she responded to being upset, because she got mad. She was saying that I wasn't remorseful for smoking without her. I'm like, dude, like, what do you want me to do? Go unsmoke the blunt? And on top of that, I tried to talk to you 4 times and you told me to leave you alone. What am I supposed to do at that point? Like, I'm gonna leave you the fuck alone. I don't care. Like, I'm sorry you're upset, but at some point you're not gonna keep being fucking mean to me either. Very mean. And we talked about it. We put this behind us. I personally don't care enough to hold on to it anymore, but it is just, the only issue I'm facing now is, like, if my friends want to be around, like, I don't feel comfortable inviting that person around my friends anymore, because my friends, they made such a bad impression on my friends. My friends are like, what the fuck? Like, why was that how she decided to respond? I'm like, I don't know. Like, that's why I think it was something deeper going on that I don't know about. And I'm not going to force anybody to tell me what they're going through. You know, you can either, I'm here, you can talk to me if you want, but that's up to you. And then my other friend, who also is still mad at me, we'll probably work that out. Y'all know, if you listen to any of the other episodes, like, there, every episode I say a bitch is mad at me, every single episode. So guess what, we're moving forward. But I'm here, I'm smiling, I'm still going. I gotta get my car fixed. I need to take another nap before work. I need to go eat. I just COVID rolled out of bed. But I appreciate you guys listening, and I am gonna try to set up the Ask FM and the Instagram this week as, like, not necessarily like a, it's like a, I'm sorry to all the people who actually do listen to this and care about my life. And, or just, you know, need something to have on the background while they doing their makeup or taking a shit or whatever. So, I'm gonna try to set it up, and I will do a quick recording episode after that, just to like announce that I finished it and like be like, oh my god, you know, go to the Instagram page. I'll have the link to the Ask FM in the Instagram, and you guys can ask me what you want. If you guys want advice or whatever, or you know what I would do if I was in a situation, I will have to read whatever you post on this podcast, but obviously nobody's gonna know your name or know it's you. And you know, thank you guys for listening. If you listen to this, if you are sad, you came to this podcast, you typed in sad girl, whatever, to get here. Hopefully you're not sad anymore. Hopefully you listen to this shit and you were like, damn, at least somebody didn't hit my car. At least somebody didn't start the conflict with me on my birthday. At least I ain't in the middle of a love triangle like that bitch, you know? Not to say like, you can definitely use my trauma in horrible experiences to make yourself feel better. I am completely fine with that. But I hope you have a good day. I'm sending you happy girl vibes, and I hope you have a happy girl life. Honestly, thank you guys for listening. Please come back for more. And also thank you guys for being patient with me, because I know I'm a piece of shit and I take so long to record these. But y'all have a good day. Go kiss the person you love. Bye.